I'll
just scoot out of your way.
I'll get you in it too.
Yeah. Wrong way to start.
Busted.
Well, good afternoon, guys. Wanted to stop in and say hi and thank you very much for this opportunity.
Good.
And it's been busy so far.
Ooh, I'll bet. I'll bet the learning curve is just right up there.
It's been fairly steep. A lot of it's just been finding things in the office and trying to just figure out how things are organized and stuff and going from there.
And that's really unfortunate because in a lot of times you'd have that opportunity to work with.
Yeah, you'd have a little bit of a transition.
Learn the ropes and have a transition period.
Yeah, and kind of figure out where everything is, and that hasn't been the case. But it's with background with working with county and some of this other stuff, at least kind of know what I'm dealing with on some of it. Just the organization, the paperwork on this side is a new learning experience, but it's getting there. So. But I kind of just wanted to stop in. We are going to have a planning and zoning meeting next month on the 16th. We got two things that are coming up. There's a variance for dog kennel out on East 40, down the Big Sandy Way. It's a private dog kennel, but they're putting in for variance on that. And then
is this on Big Sandy?
Yeah, on the East 40 Road, Big Sandy 23123.
Who is that?
Oh, I didn't write the name down. It's like the second place on the right as you'd be headed south.
South from where?
Where the Y is, Big Sandy.
Oh, okay.
Kind of on the cut across to the Speedway over there.
Midland or something.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't write the name down. And then the other one is the Spirit Winds Estate up there in Bondurant for Leaper. And that subdivision will come up and we'll get it going through planning and zoning next month anyway. Get that started. So we'll have a couple things there. The other thing I was wondering, if there was any old business that you guys wanted to get brought back up or I need to look into. And
you know, I think at this point, Dennis, probably first priority is just getting you up to speed, and we don't want to inundate you with anything else at this point. And I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but spend all your time and resources just trying to get up to speed.
Okay. I've got piles all shuffled around, and I'm about to start filing, putting stuff away.
Good.
I've figured that out.
Yeah, make the job your own. It's going to take a while. And if you need help from Jorgensen in the meantime, we have them on board for a while.
Yep.
So use them as much as you need them.
Okay, and that's what I was informed of. And I think I've talked with Brian on this. He's doing all this Leaper project and stuff.
Okay.
And I can sit on shirt tails on that one and just kind of watch and learn and
perfect
go from there.
I could think of a thing or two, but I agree with you. You got enough to get right now to get brought up to speed and take on what you're doing and kind of learn the ropes, so to speak. And we'll have time to address those concerns down the road.
Okay. We'll have time this winter and stuff to go through and do a bunch of that stuff. So,
But
I do know just looking through and finding stuff, I'm finding bits and pieces of notes of things that have been brought up, and I don't know where they're setting right now.
It's obviously nothing too pressing for us.
Okay.
It's all new business for you.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Okay. Well, and then with that, I've been dealing with, there's a couple minor subdivision questions that come up. Probably have a couple of new ones of those next month. A few building permits, septic permits. Still trying to get some of that stuff done.
Good.
Those have been pretty straightforward, and Alan Houston's been helping out on those and got those pretty well explained. So I think that'll go forward pretty A few of the other things, Matt, there was a few zoning violations and stuff, permitted uses and, you know, some little stuff like that. Probably dive into those a little bit more later on too.
Okay.
Figure out that process and talk to you guys about that.
Perfect.
Otherwise, yeah, if there is anything and or more information as to how my office helps to support you guys and what I'm supposed to do, let me
just
know.
Take care of all the hard things before it gets to us.
Yeah.
That's all we ask.
Oh, okay.
We don't ask much.
Yeah, okay. Just have it so that
anything controversial, have it worked out before you get to us.
Okay. That way you can say yes or no.
Right. Yeah.
And that planning zone is 16th of next month?
Yes. Right? Yep. And I'm working on putting the agenda letter and stuff together this afternoon. I should have it done. And just figuring out all those pieces, parts that I need to have done.
Yeah. Well,
Matt's been helpful also. So
good. Yeah. Use the resources you have right now. You know, Jorgensen, Matt, Mary. Use all the resources.
Okay. All right.
All right, Dennis.
Well, I didn't have much else unless you guys do, so.
I don't think we do this month.
All righty.
Good start.
Yeah. Then we'll get back on the regular schedule. Sounds like the first meeting in the month is usually planning and zoning is that department. So.
Okay.
Perfect. We'll try to do something like that. So.
Sounds good.
Sounds good, Dennis. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for
having
me, guys. Thank you very much.
All right. Anybody have anything else? Mary?
I don't believe so.
No, sir.
All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Yeah, aye.
Joel, we are adjourned.
I'm under the impression that you, in the past, have spoken to the school during Veterans Day.
No.
Oh, come on.
Well, can you write him a speech anyway?
Are you speaking?
Well, I just got a text a little while ago, and I said I would. And I just wondered if you had done that before, I would look at your speech that you
used. You have spoken at Veterans Day.